Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied, "Friend, who appointed me as your arbitrator and judge?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life doesn't consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He said to himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And then he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for so many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus it will be for one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
It's a huge contrast in the readings between Abraham in the first reading and the figure of the parable in the Gospel. And it's very important for us to see to whom we're closer. Abraham was a very rich man in Ur of the Chaldees. He had a huge family. He had many flocks. He was very comfortable. But when God came to him and asked him to pack everything up and go to another land, he did it immediately. When God asked him to believe that even though he and his wife were sterile, he would become the father of many nations, again, he believed. Even when he was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac, he was willing to do it because he believed that even if his son were slain, because his son was the son of the promise, God would raise his son from the dead 1,800 years before Jesus had risen from the dead, and anybody would ever think of somebody who was dead living again. He had this faith. It was a faith in God in whom he had placed his trust. Was much stronger than any other foundation of his life. As St. Paul tells us today, Abraham did not doubt God's promise with unbelief. Rather, he was empowered by faith and sought to give glory to God. Empowered by faith, seeking to give glory to God. Figure in the parable, who again was a laser beam, in order to get into the heart of the brother who had come and wanted his half of the inheritance. They were seeking to put their trust in moolah and to build up their own glory. Storing up treasure for himself, glory for himself, rather than becoming rich in what pertains to God. We live in a culture today in which we need to hear this gospel very much. There are many families that are divided by concerns about money. Money is what holds them apart. Many times people come and ask me almost an identical question to what Jesus has said. They think that it's all a thing of justice. There were four kids, my father died, we should all get 25%, and my brother isn't giving me my percentage yet. What's willing to be sacrificed is familial happiness in order to get the 25% of the dough. Pope Francis this morning in the Vatican said that the issue isn't money. The issue is attachment to money. greed. St. Paul would say elsewhere that the root of all evil is greed. Constantly wanting to have more and more and more. You can never have enough. And it divides. There are so many couples who have problems because of money. Not because they're struggling together in order to pay some bills, but often because of the way one uses money, that causes huge friction, divides rather than unites. Pope Francis has said that one of the biggest evils that we need to face today is the ferocious idolatry of money. Money has become the new golden calf, and will sacrifice all types of things in our idol worship. But rather we need spiritual poverty. The Alleluia verse for today's Mass was, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven." When the kingdom of heaven is our real goal, then we live detached from money. That's what poverty in spirit means. We've got to make that choice. Today we live in the culture of the storage unit in the United States. When we have too much stuff that we don't even have room for anymore, rather than give it away for free for someone who might need it, we just rent a storage unit and we store it there. And we might come back to it 5, 10, 15 years later when there are people who could be profiting from this. We just keep building bigger and bigger grain bins. We've got to confront that. The United States, that's become, in essence, our religion. So many people don't even think about it anymore because it's part of our culture. As long as you're rich, that's fine. As long as you're not doing anything evil to gain your riches, that's fine. But we don't get to the heart of someone who is greedy. You don't have to be wealthy to be greedy. You can be very poor and greedy at the same time. So we've got a choice. Are we going to be like Abraham? Or are we going to be like this brother and the man in the parable? Are we going to become spiritually poor in order to grow rich in the things of God? Or do we want to be materially rich and then have all of these terrible consequences that always flow from that type of idolatry? For us who are daily communicants coming to Mass every day, everybody who knows us thinks that we're a good Catholic. To go to daily Mass means that we take our faith very seriously. So it's going to be extra specially important that when people look at us, they see no greed. They see, in fact, sacrificial love. Somebody who receives Jesus' total outpouring of himself and then goes out and does this in his memory. St. Paul tells us that Jesus, even though he was rich, didn't deem equality with God something to be grasped at. But he emptied himself. He became poor so that through his poverty we might become rich. He gave all that he had in order that we might become wealthy in what matters to God. And this is the secret to a truly Christian and fruitful life. That we become poor so that others might become rich in what matters to God. And when we do that, then we in turn become rich in the only thing that really matters. All that the Lord has given to us is to be able to be used for his kingdom, to support the people who need it, the causes that are really going out to help people. All that the Lord has placed in our hands is just so that we can be stewards, not owners, stewards who have a chance to give out what the Lord himself has blessed us with. About a month ago, Pope Francis appointed a new almoner of the Holy Father, the almsgiver. Normally, in the past few pontificates, the almoner has just tried to raise money for papal charities, and the Pope makes some benefactions over the course of the year. But what the Pope wanted this new almoner, who was a young priest, to do is to do what Pope Francis himself can't do now that he's Pope, to go out and find the poor, to go out and give directly what's given to the Pope in order to be able to help the poor. And this almoner, a priest from Poland, has been doing just that, going out to the poor areas, helping those in food pantries, sending donations to people who have written letters to the Holy Father when they're in a little bit of a financial crisis. We are all almoners of God. Everything we have can be given. We might not be able to give it immediately because we've got some real needs, but ultimately it's supposed to be able to be passed on. Today, as we come forward and Jesus empties himself anew to give us everything he has and is, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, let us ask him for the grace that we might become so attached to him that we might recognize that money is essentially monopoly money, and then spend it as well as we can in order to help others become spiritually rich, and that we might with them one day share the eternal treasure of God. Praise be Jesus Christ.